This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for listening today. Time Warner cable subscribers in the Milwaukee area have been missing a key local part of their cable lineup for nearly a month now. A dispute over money has meant that Channel 4, WTMJ, owned by Journal Broadcast Group, is not being carried by the cable company. For a while, there was basically nothing on the station's position on the dial, but suddenly, last week, channel surfers who landed on Channel 4 got to see something like this.
It's time to play Family Feud! This is Joey Fatone from Universal Atlanta Resort in sunny Florida. And
now, yes, instead of WTMJ, it is now the Game Show Network that you'll find on Channel 4. Rich Kirchen has been writing about the dispute for the Business Journal of Milwaukee, and he's in the studio to discuss the latest developments. Hey, Rich, nice to see you.
Great to be here, Mitch.
This dispute between Journal Broadcast and Time Warner Cable is obviously about money, but money's always been at stake between local stations and cable companies. Why has it come to this point at this time?
Well, you know, it has a lot to do with who's getting squeezed financially and when. If you go back to 2006, the television networks, in the case of Channel 4 in Milwaukee, that's NBC, started to, prior to 06, the television networks actually paid their local affiliates to carry. So Channel 4 was getting money from NBC to carry their programming. In 06, the network started to say, gee, our revenue's being challenged right now. Our audience is starting to shrink. Advertisers are spending money in other places, specifically the internet. We're going to start charging the local stations to be an NBC affiliate. So Journal Broadcast Group in Milwaukee owns Channel 4. They have to pay money to NBC since 06. And also around that time, the local TV companies then, or owners, turned around and said, hey, cable company, you know, you've been carrying our station for free. You know, Time Warner Cable never paid anything to carry Channel 4 or any other Milwaukee station until 2006. So now the last half dozen years or so, companies like Journal Broadcast Group have been paid by the cable companies, such as Time Warner, and the satellite companies to carry their station. So that's become a revenue stream for the likes of Channel 4.
Is there any requirement that cable companies carry local stations?
The way it works is, in local stations want to be on cable and they want to be on satellite. The procedure is they petition, so to speak, the cable company and say, look, we have an audience out here and you have to carry us. It's a must carry. Then the question comes down to, how much do you pay to carry the station? And what's been happening is companies like Journal Broadcast Group are looking at the same thing the networks were looking at a few years ago and saying, more advertising money is migrating to the digital space. Our audience keeps shrinking. There aren't nearly as many people watching Channel 4 or NBC as there were 10, 20, 30 years ago. So we need to get revenue from somewhere else. So we're going to ask the cable company, well, we're going to tell the cable company, we need more money from you.
And in this case, the cable company has said, in the case of Journal Broadcast, has said no.
Correct. And this comes at it after a number of years where the cable company has continued to, you know, I call Time Warner Cable every year, both as a consumer and a reporter, and say, why are the rates going up? And more often than not, the answer has been because our programming costs are going up. And the main driver of that really has been ESPN. ESPN has been able to get huge increases from the cable and satellite companies because there's only one ESPN, and there are all these ESPN networks, as ESPN2, ESPNU, et cetera, et cetera. And the cable companies and satellite companies have not been able to say no. For whatever reason, they're drawing the line in the sand now with Journal Broadcast Group, which has four Time Warner markets, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Omaha, and Palm Springs, California, and more notably CBS Corporation and the stations they own in New York, Los Angeles, Dallas, and other places.
And there was a curious development that happened earlier this week, or maybe it was late last week. Time Warner took a network that it already offers, the Game Show Network, and moved it to Channel 4 on basic cable packages. What is the message that that sends?
It's take that Journal Broadcast Group, take that Channel 4. You know, we can do whatever we want. Not only do you get Game Show Network now on the standard cable Channel 4, if you go to digital cable 1004, you get nothing. There's nothing there. It like takes you to the channel guide. So they're playing hardball, no doubt about it.
Well, and assuming, and maybe it's foolish to assume, but assuming this eventually gets resolved, how seriously do you take Time Warner's claim that the Game Show Network will be on cable channel 4 for the long run?
Well, yeah, I wrote something on our website last Friday that initially said permanent based on the wording that Time Warner provided to me, which was Channel 4 and Journal Broadcast Group gave up, quote unquote, Channel 4 on cable. And then I ran with that and said, you know, it's a done deal. And then Time Warner said, well, it's long term. It's long term that Game Show Network is on Channel 4 on cable. But, you know, they said they would reevaluate, assuming that at some point they reach an agreement.
Lots of local TV viewers, especially people trying to watch Packers preseason games, are frustrated. Are there any indications of who they're blaming for this?
You know, I just talked with Steve Wexler from Channel 4 and Journal, and he hears mostly from people who are rooting for Channel 4. He surprisingly hasn't been getting a lot of complaints. You know, who do you blame as a consumer? I think they're both getting it. I mean, I think most people look at it as, you know, I'm paying to get cable. I want to watch the game or whatever else on Channel 4. Why can't I get it? You know, and I think most people probably blame both, although certainly the cable company has been the company you've loved to hate for decades. So, you know, there might be a little bit of a PR disadvantage there.
At the same time, I would imagine Time Warner at this stage anyway figures that that Channel 4 still has the most to lose in this dispute.
Well, there's no doubt that in the short run, it's going to be 4 weeks this week since Channel 4 has been on Time Warner Cable. You know, initially, where Channel 4 gets hurt is not only do they lose between 25% and 50% of their audience, depending on the show, they can't deliver the commercial time to advertisers. And in the first week or two, they're able to do make goods. You know, they're able to say, well, you had a 1/3 smaller audience on the Packer game, but here, we'll give you some time on the 10 o'clock news. But at some point, certainly after 4 weeks, that starts to hurt. They can't do that. So they're losing revenue from advertisers. Time Warner, though, in the short term and long term, this is not good for them. Certainly, there are a few subscribers leaving. They're not saying how many, and we don't know. But that's an issue. On my block, the AT&T U-verse sales reps were going door to door last week, and I don't think that's a coincidence.
Steve Wexler has certainly been in the public eye more in recent days than at any time in the recent past.
Yeah, well, he's been general manager of TMJ TV for a number of years. And really, I mean, even in my dealings with him, he's always been very close to the vest and, you know, no comment more often than not on whatever I call him about. And yes, he's been the public face of that station and of that company throughout this dispute. They've taken a very public approach to it.
Is it safe to say that public reaction to this whole kerfuffle would be stronger if this were the regular football season and the issue involved Channel 6?
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, no doubt. So, you know, preseason games, you can watch them on Telemundo on cable in Milwaukee. And if you know Spanish, great. If not, you can turn down the volume and, ironically, listen to the radio broadcast on TMJ Radio. But September 5th is the first NFL on NBC game. It does not involve the Packers, but that is the NFL games on NBC are some of the highest rated, most watched TV programming every week during the football season. So, you know, the stakes will definitely get higher over the next week or two.
Well, and one imagines that the same holds true for the CBS stations in these large markets, which also carry NFL games during the regular season.
They have NFL two games every Sunday.
Any signs that any moves are being making, any closer to an agreement?
No, I reported last week one day that there had been, you know, I got this from Steve Wexler, there had been some back and forth, quote unquote, like they were communicating at least. And then within a day, you know, the door slammed shut again with, you know, Game Show Network on Channel 4. And then, you know, the back and forth argument was back in place.
Rich Kirchen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Rich Kirchen is a senior reporter for the Business Journal of Milwaukee. You can find a link to some of his coverage of the Time Warner cable dispute with WTMJ Channel 4 from WUWM.com/Lake Effect. Wisconsin's second annual wolf hunt is scheduled for October. What do people here think of our coexistence with a formerly endangered species? One researcher has gauged public opinion in Wisconsin, and we'll learn more after a break on Lake Effect from WUWM.